Because he told me, I wish you weren't even born. He told me that. And I'm like, yeah, bitch. You know what I do when I get home? I give my mom a nice hug.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 169. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic _ Syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy and co-host,
Matt the Beaner.
What up, G? What's good, Adam?
Fucking Monday Night Football, dude.
Yeah, you guys got a safety already, man.
We got a safety, and I'm in a little predicament here. I need Brady to win because I want him to win.
Yes.
But I don't want him to make touchdowns.
Ooh, you are playing somebody in a fantasy league that has Brady.
I'm up. But if Brady decides to score touchdowns, I'll lose. And it's playoffs after this, isn't it?
Yeah, playoffs, dude. So you can just about make playoffs. All right.
I'm in fourth place right now.
Yeah, we'll jump in that real quick. Let's hit what we spoke about 100 episodes real quick, if you don't mind. And then we'll get into our football talk, dude. Episode 69. Hashtag Audibles. This is going to make perfect sense to you. We hit Twitter love, shoutouts. We hit sex facts, 20 sex, penis, and vagina facts that will blow you away.
Blow you away.
We also hit 7 telltale signs to tell if you're good in bed.
I failed that.
Audibles.
Audibles.
Comic news, comics being canceled, new ongoing series, and other news. We hit comic review, Synergy number 1, The Punisher number 10. I was loving that too, that run, dude, that Punisher run.
It was good.
Wonder Woman number 36, Batman and Robin. Robin Rises number 36. That was a good arc too. Magneto number 12, we were loving that, Colin Bunn. Inhuman number 8, Uncanny X-Men number 28, and Daredevil number 10.
I fucking revealed all those?
That was when Mark Waid was still writing Daredevil. Yeah, dude. So
a lot of comics, dude.
Good stuff we hit, man. Okay, let's go into football talk real quick. Okay, you said you're in fourth place in our Comic Syndicate
league. I am. So everybody's 7 and 6 in our, and it's like 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's awesome.
There's so many. So yeah. I'm in fourth.
Yeah.
I'm not winning with a.
Let's go over that real quick. So Tustin Giants, David already clinched a playoff spot. El Gallo Negro, Sadie is number 2. He's a 9-4 record. David's a 10-3. So we have 8-5, third place, Angry Dragons, Paul, who just beat up on me yesterday. I'm out of playoffs. You're in fourth place. And like you said, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth place all have 7 and 6 records, dude. So this one has been a really fun league, dude. The shit talking is fucking dope. I got smashed in Paul's 2 quarterback league.
Oh, yeah?
I got smoked the whole season, so I'm out of that one. I made playoffs. In another league, I have 142 points. She has 85, so this is playoffs. So she's out. And then my work league, I have 177 points. And homeboy Bobby, who's actually in our fantasy football league for the Comic Syndicate, has 154 points. I believe he has a kicker in, and I have Dennis Pitta, tight end.
Oh, so. You know what? I know that the other player has a kicker in. I think...
Who are you angry, playing this week? Angry... I'm playing?
Is it? Paul. No, I'm playing... Oh, it's fucking blocked! Oh, my God! Sorry. We're watching the game. you're going to see that a lot tonight. But I'm playing what is his name? The Quad. Manny. Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm playing him, and then I'm playing in a Hector's League, and I'm second in that league.
Good. So your win-loss ratio for your fantasy is looking good then.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll go to the playoffs, and I could just get burned out, fucking blown out by Sadie.
Yeah, or David.
Because it goes
2 plays.
2-4, and then 1-3.
Yeah, which is odd seeding. It's normally lowest seed plays the highest seed, right?
Oh, maybe 1-4, 2-3.
Yeah,
that's yeah, right. I think so. Oh, great.
Either way, you got
one. Okay, then I got David.
One or
if I even make the points.
If you do, dude. So we'll see how that goes tonight. All right, man. Let's talk football week 14 real quick, man. A lot of good games, dude.
Oh yeah, we me and Vower
hooked up again. He invited me out
with his wife.
Didn't make it. Cool, dude. I wish I could have gone. I do have the red zone. It was just one of those days where I'm like, fuck, I want to chill home.
Nice.
And I did a lot of Christmas shopping, so I'm like, I don't know if I want to be spending
Broke-ski?
More money. No, because I gotta finish up this weekend. Oh. I have off Friday, so at the office, apparently, I'm so fucking smooth, I don't take days off. So my personal choice holidays, I had a lot banked up, and they're like, if you don't use your days, you're going to lose them and not get paid for them. Damn. So I had this past Friday off. I have this coming Friday off. So two back-to-back three-day weekends. And then the end of the month, I have the 30th off, another Friday.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be a four-day weekend with...
The 30th?
Yeah.
Oh, you come down to come visit us at getting married.
Yeah. Oh, sweet, dude.
So really? We get married in the morning.
Dope, dude. I'm fucking there, dude. Hell yes. So okay, cool.
Then we'll I have the courthouse with the bumps.
Hey, dude. I'm there with no shit, dude. Yeah, the shanty towns. I know, dude. Okay, a lot of good games in the morning, dude. Let's see where we want to start. Okay, the Washington Redskins versus the Eagles was a great fucking
game. I'm not Giants. I'm Eagles. That was a great game.
Great fucking game. 27-22. Just a beautiful, excellent game. Dirty game, dude.
Yeah.
Washington destroyed Darren Sproles.
Smashed him. You know what? I don't.
And I love Sproles. Go ahead.
I don't think he did it on purpose. Sproles is only 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
And he even kneeled down to catch the ball.
Yeah.
So where is this guy supposed to hit him? He didn't flag for
no fair catch.
For a catch. So even if he ran through him.
You're right.
It still would have been bad.
Yeah, but I mean,
shoulder. She hit with a shoulder, right?
No, it looked helmet to helmet to me. Dude. Look up that play, but yeah, he was down for a while.
If he didn't bend his knees, I think his helmet would hit his chest.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, dude. And I think it would have been better because I mean, the plate. Oh, I don't know, dude. It was a great hit though.
I'm like, it was fucked up, dude.
Even the Broncos Titans, there was a dirty move. One of the Titans players tried to clip fucking
chop block, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
With no read, like what no the fuck, for it, dude?
I mean, granted, I know it's playoffs, time, but divisional games do get scary and gnarly and that fucking crazy, bumping hits. So Redskins versus Eagles, I kind of see that happening. But you're right, that was unnecessary. A lot of fucking injuries too.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't play that way. I mean, I don't understand. You can ruin someone's life, not just career. Yeah,
agreed.
But, like, the dude's going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Agreed. Let me see. The Steelers won, which is dope, dude. Falcons destroyed the Rams.
Oh, they fired, what's his name?
Yeah, finally, dude.
I thought they signed it for 2 years.
They did. Last week.
And they said, just kidding.
Pretty much, dude, yeah. The coach for fucking the Rams is Dunskis now.
That guy sucked.
He does suck, though, dude. Seahawks got destroyed by the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers came to play.
Yeah, and we mentioned that last week. Like, Seahawks are an up-and-down team. We don't know what team we're going to see, but the Packers finally decided to play, too. They haven't been playing this great all season long.
Yeah, I think they won 3 in a row, right?
Yeah. Tonight, we have Ravens-Patriots, and I have numbers for us, and we can go over Week 15's picks, man. All right, for Week 14, you won 8 games.
Oh.
I won 10 games. Sergio won 11 games.
11?
Yep, so our new totals put you at 120 wins for the season. I'm at 119 wins for the season. Sergio's at 121 wins
for this season. Oh, fuck you, Serge. So this is
dope, dude. Week 15,
did
dude.
Did he confirmation? He
sent me an email confirmation. He sent me a text message.
Okay, I'm just
every form, just dude. Yeah, smoke screen.
That's an inside joke. Yeah, fuck it.
Thursday's game is going to be Rams at the Seahawks.
Oh God,
we're sweeping that.
Yes.
All
right.
Next.
Well, new coach, right?
Yes. Still, and I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe the backup or for the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Okay, Saturday we have a game though. I didn't know about the Saturday game. Yeah, dude. It's going to be at 5:25 p.m., so Pacific Standard Time, and it's going to be the Dolphins at the Jets divisional game. Dolphins 8-5 at the Jets 4-9. Oh,
Dolphins, dude.
Fuck me, dude. They fucked me last week. Now I'm back on going for them, dude. Okay, let's keep that. Sunday is going to be the Browns 0-13 at the Bills 6-7.
You have to sweep it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Next one's going to be the Lions 9-4 at the Giants 9-4. Are we going to sweep that one?
I don't know, man. I don't know what team you're going. I'm going Giants.
I'm going Giants, too. I want to go Stafford. Okay. He broke his finger.
Yeah, he did break his finger.
So, and then that Giants defense, the way they were playing against Dallas.
Dallas, dude, I was
That was a great game, though.
I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
It was one of those what the fuck games, dude. Yeah, the whole time. All right, are we going to sweep the Giants?
Yes.
I almost want to go ballsy and go with Lions, but fuck that this week. It's getting too tight. Next one's going to be the Eagles 5-8 at the Ravens 7-5. We're going to sweep that one.
Yeah, you Ravens, right?
Yeah.
You want Ravens to lose, though.
I need them to lose, but against the Eagles, I don't see that happening. Next one's going to be the Steelers 8-5 divisional game at the Bengals 5-7.
Ooh, Bengals. What were the Bengals?
5-7. And I don't believe they have a shot even at a wild card.
Oh, they just want to fuck you guys.
They want to fuck our season up.
Yeah. I guess I would go Steelers. This is, these games are getting really
tight.
So
it's the end of the season, and a lot of these games mean a lot. Mm-hmm. Next one's going to be the Colts 6-7 at the Vikings 7-6. I'm going to go Vikings on this one. We've swept all of them so far, dude. Next one's going to be a divisional game. Packers 7-6 at the Bears 3-10.
Oh, God. Sweep it. Jesus.
I know, dude. I'm wondering if Serge was going to jump on board with this or go, you know, he's bound to mix it up.
He's winning, so he
has to play it smart, too.
Play all the ties.
Next one's going to be Titans 7-6 at the Chiefs 10-3.
Oh, Jesus.
Kansas sweep it again.
It's not even interesting anymore.
It's not, dude. It's the end of the season. We got 3 more weeks of football left.
Yeah.
Next one's going to be the Jaguars 2-11 divisional game at the Texans 7-6.
You have to go Texans.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Sweep on that. Next one's going to be the Saints, who played terrible last night, 5-8 at the Cardinals 5-7. I'm going to go Drew Brees still, dude.
Ooh. What's the record to get him real quick?
5-8 Saints, Cardinals 5-7.
Oh.
It can go either way.
Cardinals. Ooh, damn it. That's
a... That's a nail-biter game tiebreaker. Next one's going to be 49ers 1-2 at the Falcons 8-5.
Jesus.
Sweet. Next one's going to be, interesting, Patriots 10-2 at the Broncos 8-5.
This is the fucking... I'm going Pats. Where are you going to go? Denver?
That defense, yeah, dude. They lost against the Texans.
Val was so pissed because he did that
Vegas. The parlay. Yeah, so he just sent me that picture.
What the fuck is going on here? Yeah.
All right, let's see. I'm still on the fence. I will go back you up on that. We'll sweep that one
today. Pats?
No, my bad. Next one's going to be a divisional game. Raiders 10-3 at the Chargers 5-8.
Oh, Chargers blow, dude.
Sweep the Raiders.
Rivers was making interceptions like...
Every fucking quarterback was, dude.
Man.
Ben did. Fucking, what's his name? Fucking quarterback. Dak Prescott fucking did. Yeah, everyone did, dude. So many interceptions yesterday. Next one's going to be Buccaneers 8-5 at the Cowboys 11-2. This is going to be another good test. Should be a good game on paper.
I don't have to go Cowboys. Even though he looked scared.
Bad. Yeah,
he looked rattled. They showed...
And that Giants defense, though, not to take anything away from them, that Giants defense was looking good.
They were. But they kept doing these zoom-ins on Prescott's face. And he has, wide-eyed, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck? And Elliott was out of it. He didn't do shit.
Agreed, but we will sweep the Cowboys this week. All right, and Monday night's game is going to be the Panthers 5-8 at the Redskins 7-5. I'm going to go Washington.
I'll go Panthers.
Good. Nice way to mix it up, dude.
So you're going to talk about alleging deflate?
Oh, let's hit that since we're still on football.
Are we talking about that?
Yeah, let's hit it, dude. Okay, so a few days ago, I want to say the day before the morning, let's say Saturday, there was a report saying that the Giants played the Steelers 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And that the Steelers were using deflated balls. The last time we heard about deflated balls was the Colts against New England.
Brady's deflated balls.
Yes. So the report said that, yes, New York Giants accused the Steelers of straight-up deflating balls.
What do you think?
Over to the NFL.
NFL says no.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the next day yesterday, after they won the game yesterday, Ben's like, no, we don't deflate balls. We use Nerf balls. I'm like, yeah, dude, dope. I'm this good with that.
Fucking answer. Guy, dude.
So
more, they're gonna look into it more.
But I think the NFL, Roger Goodell, too, does not want to touch anything about this anymore.
You know what? That piece of shit.
Hey,
fuck that
guy.
I agree. No, you know what? He's not gonna want to, but it's gonna have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Patriots pissed off, and the Giants are pissed off because they lost that game.
We beat them pretty good, though.
Yeah. Well, we beat the other team pretty good, too. When we got the Colts, we beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And we still got in trouble. I mean, it wasn't even like a fucking fair game.
Okay, true that. Okay, true that. Now you bring up a great point because I don't want to be biased or unbiased. Like, I want to bash you just so bad still and be like, oh, fuck, let the Steelers get away with it. You know what, dude? Just to be fair, and I normally think I am anyways, you know what? Yeah, fucking the NFL probably should look into it a little more. And fuck, find the fucking organization. Or do something, dude. But how long did it last last time? Two and a half seasons, dude.
What, the punishment?
Not just the punishment, but, like, the court dates and then fucking Brady going to court for fucking two fucking seasons,
Two dude. Seasons and...
Again, I think it's just something that... I don't know. I honestly don't know. But yeah, find the fucking Steelers, dude.
Find them and take away their picks and then suspend suspend Roethlisberger. What the fuck, bro? I mean, if you say that...
Okay, true that, that has but the now, same... now, did the ball boy do it by himself or... is Brady going to be like, oh, I lost my phone? Or he, that it gave he all the text messages.
He even said he broke it.
Okay, so exactly. Now, all those little things, too, like, you know. All
right. I give you that. If there's evidence.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the, whatever happened to that ball boy, he's they sent Hernandez after him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. But
only a few people know who what that joke means. Okay, let's hit some what the fuck. Actually, any more football talk?
Fuck
three it. More weeks to go. Two more weeks for end of the year show.
Oh, it's gonna be like on right after New Year's.
Because
it's Monday. Yeah. Monday is New Year's. We're doing it on the second, or the are we doing second. It? Or we're not doing it before after Christmas. Doing it after New Year's, right?
It's your call. I was thinking doing it the day after Christmas.
Oh, like next week?
No, 2 weeks. Two more shows to go.
Oh.
Yeah. Your call.
Oh, whatever. I mean, I have time off. I can
okay.
copy your list.
It's going to work out anyways, dude. And I'm going to bring some shit anyways. Okay. First article, dude, we're going to hit is... this one tripped me out, dude. Now, I heard the initial report on this, and I'm sure a lot of people did, but trip out on how gnarly this article is. Murder for Hire plot featured on Cops headed to second trial. This happened in West Palm Beach, Florida. Dahlia DiPolito offered an undercover police officer $7,000 to kill her then-husband, a proposal seen by millions thanks to the television show Cops. DiPolito says she was just acting, that she didn't really want her husband dead. Haha, I got your nose. It goes on.
Was it because of the Cops show? It goes on? Okay.
Yeah, now let me know what you think about it. She claims police entrapped her because they wanted to impress Cops producers and give them an unforgettable case that would gain national attention. If she is to avoid a possible 20-year prison sentence, her lawyers will have to get a jury to believe that story. DiPolito's second trial is scheduled to begin Thursday as she faces charges she tried to hire a hitman to kill her newlywed husband, convicted con man Michael DiPolito. Okay, so to top things off, her husband was a con man.
Okay.
In 2009, prosecutors allege she wanted his $250,000 in savings and their $225,000 townhouse. If convicted of solicitation to commit first-degree murder, she could be sentenced up to 20 years.
Wow.
A 2011 conviction and 20-year sentence were thrown out on appeal because of a judge's error. Still more what the fuck coming. Brian Claypool, her new attorney, said he will put the Boynton Beach police investigation on trial if the investigation wasn't rigged to benefit Cops, the show, which had a film crew working with the department. Why did the former police chief tell the staff that he was looking forward to throwing a party where they could watch the episode with the arrest together? It's a question. Mm-hmm. Now, that's her new attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Why are there recordings of only a few of the hundreds of phone calls between DiPolito and police informant Mohammed Sihadeh, her former lover? Okay, so he was a snitch, her husband.
That okay. Year.
Claypool believes more recordings exist but were destroyed because they would have shown DiPolito had no intention of killing her husband. He said she only moved forward with the plot because Sihadeh, her husband, threatened to kill her and her family. Threats he made because detectives were threatening him with arrest. Interesting. They were inducing her and pressuring her into getting this sensational video so they could run out and show the whole world what a great and fantastic police department they are.
Wow.
Interesting, right? It's still a few more what the fucks. DiPolito has testified that she, her husband, and Sihadeh, her husband and Sihadeh, were shooting an ill-conceived video project they planned to post online in hopes it would land them a reality TV show. Interesting. Michael DiPolito, who says he met his ex-wife when he hired her to meet him for sex, and Ciudad have denied there was a project.
Nice.
Ciudad also denies threatening her, but says Boynton Beach police threatened him with arrest if he didn't stick with their investigation. The police have denied that Ann Claypool's allegations.
Hey, Mom, how did your mom and dad meet? I called her the fucker in the ass.
Exact how they met.
I paid good money.
They call it puppy love. And we have confidence in the quality of the case presented and the ability of our state attorney to successfully prosecute Ms. DiPolito a second time. During a pretrial hearing, Prosecutor Craig Williams gave DiPolito a preview of the cross-examination she will face if she testifies. Why, he asked, was there no mention of the alleged video project in the hundreds of text messages between her and Ciudad? If there was a script, why were there no copies found? Why did Michael DiPolito never appear in any tapes? This is acting, he asked incredulously at one point as he played a video. Williams will have videotaped ammunition. A 23-minute conversation in which Dahlia DiPolito tells undercover officer Whitey Jean she's 5,000% sure she wants her husband dead.
Oh, she's only 5,000.
Her interrogation, during which she denies doing anything wrong and suggests to detectives that her husband's former crime partners could be the killers.
Jesus.
Now, I thought that was interesting because...
What a fucking movie.
Totally. Okay, now... That one was interesting because I heard the initial, sting operation.
Right.
That this is still around is kind of gnarly.
Who still watches Cops?
I know.
What the fuck?
Is it even on anymore?
What the
fuck? True TV realm. Anyways, now, who's to say she's full of shit, too?
Right.
She married a con man, and the con man snitched. I don't know. Now, who's to believe who in this?
That's our...
Like you said, it's a fucking movie.
Someone's gonna die.
So someone's definitely gonna die.
Someone's gonna die in this movie.
Next one's gonna be a woman tries to run over decorating ex. This one came out December 7th.
Decorating?
Yeah.
Like Christmas?
Yeah.
Because I fucking hate Christmas decorating.
Oh, wait.
I fucking hate it.
I should have gave that shout out. Oh my God, I love this. Okay. There was a huge shout-out, several shout-outs I'm going to bring over next week, but one in particular, huge shout-out to your lady, your wife, Margot.
God.
Now, Saturday, she sent myself and your sister.
Let me tell a story. Kick up your feet.
So, yeah, guys, you got to listen to the story, but let me explain the picture first. So, the picture your wife sent myself and your sister was... What's wrong with this picture? There is a fucking Christmas tree on the roof of your fucking car.
Right.
And you're tying it down.
Well, small car, by the way. So it's not a truck.
Awesome, but you have a big old smile, like giving thumbs up, like, yeah, look at this awesome job I did. Now, your lady fucking messaged, what's wrong with this picture?
Right.
And the first thing that came to my mind was, he's just wrapping the string around. Like, I don't see any knots. Like, I don't know how it's going to stay on. Now, go for it.
So we were looking for a Christmas tree.
You guys found one.
We found one at Home Depot, and we get out there. I bring the car around. We get some tie string, and I cut it. She's like, "Dude, it's way too short." I go, "No, it's not. This is before I started tying it."
Oh shit, dude.
So we throw the thing over. It doesn't even go halfway. So I'm like, "Oh, fuck my life." I go back. I start pulling like a shitload of fucking string.
Yeah.
People are staring at me. We get there. And we parked right in front of the fucking... where they sell them.
Yeah.
So we're blocking traffic.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So we throw the tree up there. I start rapping like a fucking madman. Like, oh, this is like perfect knots.
Roll the windows down.
We roll the windows down.
Front and back seats.
Yes. To tie around the middle part of the doors. So we're tying in fucking beautiful like... Nothing is going anywhere.
The tree was like firmly in place.
Just wouldn't fucking budge. And I fucking pat myself on the back. I do my hands like the clapping my hands like, yeah, fucking number one. And then...
Was it your lady who said something?
I opened the door first.
Okay.
And the problem was the door wouldn't open because...
You tied the doors.
I did such a good job.
You tied the doors together.
We tied the doors. The only way in was to climb through the window. And again, we have a small car.
And your lady said, you're going to fucking Dukes of Hazzard it.
Dukes of Hazzard. And it was just like,
that was dope, dude.
People staring at me. There was this old man. He kept staring at me. Awesome. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? Haven't you ever seen a perfect tie down, bitch?
Oh,
and he kept staring at me, and I'm like, you son of a bitch, you knew what I was doing. You didn't even fucking help me,
you damn dick, dude.
So, I fucking hate decorating. We did, you see the lights in the front?
Yeah, dude.
That was pretty nice. We went to home, we asked the dad, how many lights do we need to buy?
Yeah.
How many sets?
Okay.
Oh, four. Okay. I go, are you sure four? And he goes, yeah, four.
Did you grab the small ones, though?
We got five. I go, you know what, Margo?
I'll show you.
Let's get five just in case.
Yeah.
So we're putting them up, and then we get on like.
Tell me you were on the roof, please.
No, they have like little hooks. Thank God.
I was going to say, tell me you were on the roof, please.
We just got halfway, and I'm on like, how many more do we have? One more. Like, what the fuck? Awesome, so we needed to buy.
Eight more?
Three more.
Oh, jeez.
So we go to the home. We go to Walmart over here.
Hey, so you're back again, eh, fucker?
Hey, you see? Guess what? No more lights. I'm like, what the fuck? So we had to go to another fucking Walmart.
Oh, jeez. No joke, dude.
Dude, it was a fucking Merry Christmas, assholes. It was bad.
Awesome. Well, at least you weren't this guy. You just couldn't get into your car. How long did that go on for, by the way?
Another hour.
Shit. That's too long, man. Well, you could be this guy. Woman tries to run over decorating ex.
Nice.
This happened in Pennsylvania. State police say holiday music was blaring from a Pennsylvania woman's car as she tore up the yard of her ex-boyfriend's home, nearly running the man and his family over. 47-year-old Mary Jo Smith was charged Tuesday with multiple offenses, stemming from Monday's incident. Alan McCutcheon says he was setting up a Christmas light display, so you outside his Fayette County home, when Smith yelled, Merry Christmas, and made several passes through his yard.
Jingle. Oh my God. Jumping into the bushes.
It sounds like all of my exes, probably. State police say Smith attempted to hit the 64-year-old, wow, along with his wife and adult daughter. No one was injured, so thank good. The joyride caused more than $500 in damage, leaving behind tire tracks and a trail of broken lights and decorations.
Merry Christmas, you son of a bitch. Baby Jesus.
Jesus loves you.
Oh my God.
All right, man. I don't have anything second half of the show. I have a lot of comic news that I fucking printed out. And I left everything on the printer.
It's all good.
So I'm going to let you steer the ship with the next article. And this will be the last article we hit before Comic Talk. We have five reasons why you should talk about sex in your online dating profile.
Okay.
We have breaking up. Let an app do it for you.
Ooh.
We have for adults only, sexy boozy summer sleepaway camp. Mm-hmm. And we have Japan's sex problem is so bad that people are quitting dating and marrying their friends.
I like the...
Unless you want me to do this one. 13 psychological experiments that will melt your mind.
Let's leave it on a nice note.
Okay, go for it.
Let's do the breakup on an app.
Okay, let's do that.
I mean, you ever had a breakup where you just like, now do you, when you break, you have lots of women. So okay. When you are over.
Yes.
Do you find that like you have to do it in person? Or depending on whatever relationship you had, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to text her. I'm fucking somebody else. What do you think?
I'm always the honest cat. I would rather talk to you and look at you eye to eye and let you know, like, dude, I'm not fucking happy. This is not working out. Like, you know.
At a Burger King or, like, at the house?
Probably at my house.
Your house?
Yeah, that way it's, like, kind of, like, neutral ground. And, like, you know, of course they flip out. Everyone has a right to flip out. And everyone takes breaking up a different way. And I have been broken up with one. Well, not even broken.
She crashed into your house with a fucking car.
No, I probably would have taken that one. At least that one would have been more ballsier than what she did. Like, we were just dating, granted, yes. But she sent me a text as opposed to, like, we were planning to go out. And she's like, you know what? Yeah, I got back together with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh!
And a text. Like, okay, well, thanks a lot for fucking, you know.
I've had some of those.
Which, I would rather have you show up driving in my fucking yard, because at least it's ballsier than fucking, you know, doing it through a text. So, but for me, I need to do it in person, dude. Like, that's just me, dude. How about you? How have you broken up with
your... I've had one do the same...
plethora of women.
Oh, Jesus.
Your stable of
I had women. One girl where I met her, but she lived far, and she didn't have a car, so she lived, like, in Van Nuys. Fuck that trip.
Good drive.
Right?
Yeah.
I've only met her, like, we met up with her like, twice. And, okay. So it was her turn to come down here.
And without a car.
Her friend.
Take a bus.
Her friend, wow. Dropped her off. Okay. And we get to the block. And we're going to go see a movie. But then she tells me, you know, I like the same thing. I've got back with my ex. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay. So what does that mean? Like, you know, we still...
Does that mean I still get to fucking bang you?
We get to mess around or what? She's like, no. And I go, then... What the fuck are we doing here? Oh, you still want to go see the movie? Why the fuck would I want to see the movie?
True that.
What the fuck? So, I mean,
granted, it's good to be friends, but, like, at least that was kind of cool for her to tell you in person.
She drove a fucking long way where she just could
have... Well, then good on her.
I guess, whatever. I mean, she didn't have a car anyway, so I would have to be doing all the driving.
And you love driving.
Yeah, I've done a couple of texts where, like, you know what? It's not you.
Shut the fuck up.
It's me.
Sorry, babe.
I just don't want to talk to you.
See, I'm too busy working, juggling the podcast and two jobs.
No, this is that before.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Oh, shit, wait a minute. Yeah, it's before.
Being honest right now, too, like, the ex was sour with me because I am a fucking busy dude.
Well, she's ready to kill me, right?
Oh, she hated you. She hated the podcast. What she the hated. We only hang out once a week. One day, 1 hour. An hour and a half to edit?
2 hours at the best.
2 days back to back if we're lucky.
I don't know. Oh, hanging out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the conventions we go to. Speaking of, WonderCon hit me up. Okay. We're in for WonderCon.
Okay, so
I'll give you the information.
Do I have to do anything?
I'll work out the information. Anyways, dude, WonderCon's fucking coming up in March.
March, motherfuckers.
I would love that. Okay, but yeah, she would always... First one to shit on everything I say or do as far as the show and like... The articles and I don't like you talking about sex on this show. Do you listen? No, then shut the fuck up. Like, you spend too much time with Adam. It's only 1 hour, you know. So, anyways, I'm gonna bash. Anyways,
all right, no, we're bashing. Merry Christmas.
Breaking up, let an app do it for you. Merry Christmas. So, there you go. Checklist for the holidays by Bejeweled 2016 eyeglasses and noisemakers from Street Vendor. Stock champagne, regift perfume and sweaters. Turn Christmas tree into mulch. And oh yes, break up with the significant other. Let me stop right there real quick. And then my first sentence in. Holidays. Have you broken up with a chick before?
Valentine's. That's the best time to break up with somebody. That way you don't have to go out. You don't have to buy him any flowers. You don't have to do shit.
Yeah, true.
And then go get back with him 2 weeks later.
Oh, yeah. All right, touche. I like it. All right, and that's show, guys. You know what? Yeah, probably before Valentine's Day.
You've done it before Valentine's?
Yeah, well, first week into January, second week into January, probably.
Oh, okay.
Maybe twice.
So you spend Christmas and you spend New Year's with her. And then you broke up.
I kind of like gifts. No, I'm just kidding.
Me too.
I'm very generous, though, with my gifts, though. When I have a chick. Anyways.
Right.
But yeah, no. During the holidays, before Christmas, fuck me, maybe one chick, dude.
Before Christmas?
And I unwrapped her present and fucking took it back to wherever I got her iPod and fucking got my money back.
There you go.
It was not working out anyways. I mean, you know, it's not working out anyways. Anyways, continuing on. The year end is popular for ending things. One analysis of changes to Facebook relationship statuses that mentioned breakup revealed a peak in 2 weeks before Christmas. There you go. But just in time for a seasonal remorse is a flourishing breakup industrial complex, a confluence of technology and changing social mores. Dissolving a relationship used to be a private matter between two principals, with the Greek chorus of close friends and family. Now the sopranos and tenors include apps, websites, social media tools, and digital sopranos for hire. There you go. If you're not up to the dirty deed yourself, the breakup shop will do it for you. The site slogan is, "Let us help you end it." Uses email, snail mail, text, or Snapchat at prices from $5 to $80.
Wow. What?
For customized naughty or nice options. Okay. Let's start our own fucking breakup fucking app.
Oh, mine are perfect.
We can break. We want to break up. All right. Imagine if we were behind fucking.
Send me nude pictures first.
You don't give enough head. Late. So that's how we would break up, right?
You're a bad cook.
Yeah, there you go, dude. In the nice category is an Hasta La Vista gift pack that includes chocolate chip cookies and a notebook on Blu-ray. Wow. And the naughty is a mean photo attachment of you with your new loved one. Wow, dude. I like it. We can probably do that. It's always been possible to unfriend someone on Facebook, but the company's new breakup flow, quote-unquote, allows you to limit your connection with an ex, untagging photos, burying past photos, and editing any mention of your new on your newsfeed. I think a bunch of my exes fucking just unfriended me, even if they were on good terms.
Just said fuck it.
Yeah. But I know they're stalking me on, like, Instagram and Facebook. But then again, my Facebook profile and my Instagram, everything, my Twitter feed, I'm not private at all. Like, what you see is what you get with me. My life is an open fucking
book. Right.
But, so it's easier for them to stalk, I guess.
Everybody stalks their exes, right?
Yeah. So. Well, it's not cool. It's like unfriending light. Okay, said Kelly Winters, a product manager on the company's compassion team. Yes, Facebook has a compassion team whose bollywick entails easing life's difficult moments. I didn't know that, dude. Such as designating a quote-unquote legacy contact to handle your account when you're dead. Okay, I heard something about that. Anyways, maintaining even limited social media ties may seem self-flagellating, a gateway to cyberstalking, there you go, and exes, activities, and new relationships.
Sounds like a waste of money.
Yeah, I agree, dude. And if you digitally disconnect, at least you can imagine that he's been hit by a bus. Okay, it is a waste of money, for sure. Now, let's talk about that. Again, it goes back to, are you ballsy enough to break up with your fucking ex?
Well, you have to be, right? I mean, nobody wants to be in a relationship. I mean, some people...
Well, how do people go fucking about it, dude? Like, we know a lot of people were true. Or even, I'm going to stay in the relationship until, like... I'm going to just hold on to something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things are going to get better eventually. Like, just end it. Not people are not balls enough, dude. I know fucking a few guys that have been pussies, dude. And granted, I've had my heart broken, too, where it's like, there's the one that got away and didn't work. Well, that was more of a mutual thing, but it's like the one that got away still.
I mean, it is an awkward situation, and you get those weird fucking butterflies in your stomach, mm-hmm. and it's just like, oh, you know what? I feel like... I want to run you over with my car. I want to break up with you before I kill you.
Agreed. And again, dude, any relationship should be this way. Anyways, based on honesty. And I'm totally down for that. Like, people should be honest. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not happy anymore.
But
no, we're still together. No, bitch. I'm telling you. Like,
well, the people don't want to be alone.
Exactly.
Especially in Christmas time. And
you
get time.
So used to fucking having someone with you mm-hmm. all the time. And yeah. Anyway.
Grow some balls and just break up.
Yeah, agreed.
Save people trouble and your friends that have to hear this bullshit. Like, you know, your chick friends, you know, oh, yeah, I think he's cheating on me. Or I don't know what to do.
Yep.
Da, 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 da.
We spoke to social scientists and experts to try and understand. Are we creating good? Ms. Winter said. One of the most powerful moments was talking to a man going through a divorce after 20 years. He said, I have to co-parent our children with her for the rest of our lives. I've invested more in this relationship than anything else in my life. So this is a great point. We want to be thoughtful about the fact that you might want to stay connected but don't want to be reminded. The breakup flow lets people stay in touch and gently and casually, and it's on your terms. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that does make sense.
Well, I mean, that's different, too. That's a different situation. They have kids.
True that.
So, I mean, dude, you would, if you can see, like, I work with kids, and there'll be a good kid and then be like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, this fucking around. Like, he does not listen, or she doesn't listen. And then you go, you do more detective work, and it's like, oh, you know, the fucking parents fucking split up. Da, 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 da. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. You don't fucking throw trash on another kid, or you know what I mean?
No, no, I totally back that up.
Well, I mean, it's fucking, you know, da, 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 da. I don't, you know, it doesn't make any difference.
Mom's in the hospital. She's dying. I don't care.
Mom has cancer. I mean, what a fucking... Like, I had two kids way back when I first started working.
We're just kidding, guys.
Their mom died from, like, brain cancer. And
jeez, like, huh?
They were the motherfuckers I wanted to kill. Like, there's a couple times where, like... He told me, I wish you weren't even born. He told me that. I'm like, yeah, bitch. You know what I do when I get home? I give my mom a nice hug. I didn't say that. But, like... We used to fuck around with kids, like, on Xbox Live, too. Like, this one kid.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
He kept talking shit, dude. And, like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I don't have my dad. And I go, you know what, dude? If you were my kid, I'd kill myself. And he's like, oh, you know, fuck you. I'll find you. I go, bro, we all know you can't do that very well. You can't even find your own dad. So.
Wow, dude.
But it's like, I'm a dick. And, like, I've never been in a situation, so...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, maybe I should give him a break?
You should cut them a little bit
little
more
slack. Yeah, God damn it.
I mean, I'm a dick too, dude, but it's like... fuck it, dude. All right, man, that's all we got. Let's hit some commercials real quick.
Go to our website, the Comic Syndicate.
Comicsyndicate.com.
And you will find the orange and black banners. One for Amazon. Christmas is here, and there's nothing, no other way of showing your love for your kids by buying them every fucking thing they want.
Yes.
So spend away, even for your girlfriends you're going to break up with.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well get it on sale.
There you go.
Whatever you buy, we get a little piece of it from the link that you click on.
Yes, you guys don't have to put in any special code. It just sign in like you normally would. And again, like Adam said, pennies of the dollar go to us. But Adam just ordered yesterday some new equipment.
Yes, so we ordered a mixer that we will be setting up. Hopefully we'll have it running in January because it's going to
start in the new year. Yeah,
starting the new year with it where we can actually Skype and we take phone calls. So we're upping our gear. We look forward to getting authors or anybody. Just talk to people we know.
And Spectre Vision has been wanting us to do Periscope for a long time.
What the hell is Periscope?
Recording us live as we're recording live.
Oh, shit. I mean, I put out a Twitter, like, anybody questions.
Yeah, and it's going to be like a link on Twitter where people can jump on and they can just check
imagine
us out.
Well, we don't do anything anyways.
Well, imagine if the camera was right here. Like, my phone's right here and it's recording us, dude. Like, that'd be pretty dope.
You want to do video, too?
Well, it would be recording us. I'm ugly, too, dude. Hence the beard and why I'm hiding this ugly mug now, man.
Oh, shit.
Okay, but anyways, thanks, guys. Everyone that's been helping out. Well, we know who you guys are. And we totally appreciate it. And the money is going straight into the pod, dude. So we can, again, listeners, you guys can call in. You guys can chat in. We'll give questions or topics. And we'll toss out a topic live on air during the day. And then fucking just hit us up. And we'll just fucking stream calls. And fuck, we won't even stream calls, really.
Well, remember we used to do the Google Talk thing.
Google Talk was fucking dope.
We did a couple.
And put them up on our website.
Yeah, YouTube somewhere.
YouTube channel, yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah, I miss those two, dude.
Yeah. But anyways, we'll be back with some comic talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and are having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back with some comic talk.
Comic talk. All right, man. Well, I have none. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you, guys. Guys. Don't forget to buy things.
Okay, number one thing, I guess. Spider-Man Homecoming trailer.
You know what? I saw it. And I instantly like it more than...
All the other fucking Spider-Mans,
bro. Like
Peter Parker's too. Yeah, I would have to agree with you, man.
I wouldn't even mind... I don't even mind that we have to go through Parker's... awkward stage in high school.
Yeah.
It looks a lot more funnier. I like it.
And a lot more Peter Parker. I don't know how to describe it, but like...
Maybe because he looks like a fucking teenager as opposed to...
Everyone's like 40 years old by the time...
What's his name? Whatever that fucking...
Yeah. Okay, another thing is... I've heard nothing but great things about Star Wars Rogue One.
Oh, okay. Yes. I mean...
I'm stoked. I'm jazzed.
I heard Kevin say it's Empire Strike good.
Yeah, and everyone's saying the third act is the shit, and it's a darker tone than all the other Star Wars. Well, you gotta think, because they're gonna die, right?
Yeah, they're not supposed to live through this, but they can play with it. But I heard another guy saying that they're introducing different races, like an Asian. Good. They've never seen an Asian.
New shit.
The Asian guy said, you know, it's pretty good to be in a Star Wars movie, because...
Yeah, first Asian. Yeah, and that guy's fucking Donnie Yen, dude.
Yeah.
He's on Ip Man. He's dope, dude.
Fucking ninja dude.
That's all I got for fucking
comic talk.
Oh, I guess R.L. Stein is gonna be writing a Marvel
Man Thing.
Man Thing, dude. I'm kind of
curious.
I'm very curious about that.
I watched Walking Dead, the mid-season finale. I know you don't watch TV. I thought it was great.
Cool.
They're getting the team back together and following the comics a little bit more.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool. What else?
That's all I got. All
right. I read a couple books.
Oh yes, go for it, dude. I'm curious about this one, dude.
So we were at Champion Street. Now this, I put it on Facebook. Yeah. If you have any teenager kids, I don't think it's gonna really go from fourth and fifth, sixth graders.
Definitely teenagers.
Teenager, maybe seventh, eighth, right. High school.
Definitely, dude. Yeah.
It's a great fucking book. The art's great. The
Humberto Ramos. And Mark Waid is writing it.
Yes, and it's just, it's a fun book, and you read it, and it's like, that's pretty funny. So we have. I keep saying every time I read this, it's a very fun book. Like I said, the teenager part in the book is great. The art is great. The opening panels are great. After the kiss of the Hulk and Viv.
Yes, prior issue.
And she was just like, she just was like, you know what? What are you guys looking at? I just wanted to feel
what it's like to kiss somebody.
And they have like the Hulk, like a little word bubble. With his heart shattering.
Oh. You just used me, bitch. Just breakup me. App.
A breakup app. Yeah. So it was... That was pretty funny. That was funny. And then she looks at Miss Marvel and she's like, do you want to try? And then Miss Marvel's like, no, I'm not going to... Really? I'm not going to experiment. I don't feel like experimenting.
Wow, dude.
While everyone's staring at her. That was pretty cool.
Catch me later on in my tent.
Yeah. So she passes... So we go back to business. This team is open. This team is open to help people that are in need, no matter where it may be. So, not caring about politics like maybe the X-Men would or the Avengers, yeah, where we can't enter this place because of this. They're helping people that are in dire need,
yeah.
And they're on their way to help this country. I don't know the name of the country, but it's like a Middle Eastern country,
okay.
That are killing kids and women for trying to learn. Wow. So you have a textbook. Fucking two bullets in the back of the head. So there they go there, and with every new team on the way over there, they're having a problem with who leads, and
nice
is met with every, you know, every, there's like three people that are kind of going for the job, you know, strong egos. You got Miss Marvel, you got the Hulk.
Seems like she put the team together, so it kind of looks like Miss Marvel would be the captain.
But then you got Cyclops,
and then everyone starts talking shit on him, right?
Well. Nova's like, oh, watch this. He tells Morales, check this out. Well, what about Cyclops?
Yeah.
And they're like, what about him? He just tried to fucking kill us. And he's like, whoa, he kind of did lead the X-Men.
Yeah.
And then the Hulk got all, that's the end of the book where he's all like, well, whatever, dude. What did you do? Who did you fight? And he's like, well, I fought Magneto. I fought fucking the Blob. I fought all these fucking stacked things. So yeah. It's pretty funny. But they're having this problem. But that's put on hold as begin to help these women be free of these tyrants. But they are, these women are strong, and they need to show that they can do it on their own.
Okay.
So that these guys will stop fucking with them. If the Avengers and the Americans come and help, it doesn't prove that they can do anything on themselves. So these women are like, you can help us, but we're gonna have to do it a different way where you're not seen punching through fucking bad guys.
Yeah.
So what they do is they dig this hole underneath and then they have this rally and then the bad guys come. And then once they hit a certain spot, it caves in.
Okay.
So then they use like, oh, you know, the gods don't like what you're doing. The god, he's helping us, you know, by crushing this thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of using that against them.
Okay.
So they start strapping. They defeat everybody, and they kind of just build up their own strength without having them save them. Okay. So they like, you know what, we can do this. We can fucking do this. You know, you gave us the confidence.
Yeah, confidence, dude. Yeah, yeah.
To do this.
Encouragement, yeah, yeah.
We got it on video that these guys fucking, you guys helping us up a little bit. Cool, could be cool. Shown out. So they get back on the ship, they stop it, and then they're going up, and that's when they're still arguing about, you know, who's going to be hero, da-da-da-da. And then this missile is seen behind their ship, and it explodes.
Okay.
So then it ends there, so we'll see what happens. Someone attacked their ship while they were in air, so we'll see what happens there. Great books, though.
It's a great fucking title, guys. Like Adam said, like, yes, for younger
audience, it's great. But Mark Waid is really good about writing not just teens, but like teams, a team, how a team should work together. Mm-hmm. How
it's kind of weird too, because he did Daredevil solo team, solo, then he did Hulk solo. He has
he can write, dude. Yeah. And the art, Humberto Ramos, his art is fucking dope and gorgeous, dude.
I don't know if I would have liked it if it wasn't Ramos. I don't know.
Yeah, I might agree with you on that.
I don't know, because, I mean, Marvel's smart about
putting teams together.
Putting writer and artist together. And to get sell this across. Book, they had to drop him from Extraordinary X-Men.
Yeah, and we were loving him on there.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm liking it, though, dude. It's a great title, and the whole camaraderie and a bunch of kids who normally don't work together. We have Miles Morales, Spider-Man.
Yes.
We have Nova. Nova, we love.
I love Nova.
Amadeus Cho Hulk. We have fucking Ms. Marvel, like you said.
I don't like the Hulk.
I love Viv. I don't like that Hulk
at all. He's an arrogant. His reason to lead was because he was the smartest one there.
Oh, yeah.
And he is the smartest one there.
True that. Viv would be up there, too, though, I guess.
Viv wanted it, though. Oh, yeah, but smart-wise, yeah, you're right.
And then Cyclops, it would be the go-to.
I don't
see him as a backup fucking
captain. I don't see him. Yeah, I don't see him playing well as being a backup. But even Ms. Marvel, though, will she's not like, be a back.
No,
play nice.
Yeah.
So maybe they might even
kind of like a give Storm it to somebody else. Relationship that he had, because they were always fighting for
Storm and Cyclops.
Yep, and they beat each other because he was an original member of the X-Men. She challenged him like, you know, I don't like you leading this team. Your calls, you're a little too fucking schoolboyish.
Oh, it's so true.
And they would fight, and Professor X is like, yeah, danger room it up. Fuck it, whoever fucking comes out on
top. So it came out like that?
Yeah.
And Cyclops won?
First one, she won when she challenged him. So she won. And then there was a time later on, and this was like fucking Chris Claremont's runs too, dude, where later on Cyclops is back again, and he's like, okay, I need to take control of my team again.
Did he fight her?
He fucked her up. So yeah.
Oh yes.
So it's cool, man. I mean, it's Cyclops, dude. So yeah.
You know, I feel bad for Cyclops. I mean, I'm going off topic, but I don't care.
Go ahead.
Because of the cartoon, you thought he was the biggest pussy.
Yeah.
In the entire comic
Marvel universe.
Yeah. And it's, you know what? They brought him out to be a badass.
But... Yeah. Yeah. He's a stud, dude, for sure. All right, man. I like that review, dude. Go for it.
Very cool. So we the next one was All New Wolverine number 15. We got Laura is still on her way to take revenge over the people that made her go psycho and kill all this whole town. Mm-hmm. And they're being transported on this ship. And she is on... She takes a bullet to the stomach because she overhears Ash, the person that she went to for help.
Mm-hmm.
And Ash had sold her out. But Ash loses her hand in the process. Like, she shoots her. I don't know why she keeps shooting her with a gun. Like, she knows she's Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets her hand sliced, and then she's pushed over, and then she finds these containers are filled with kids. So I guess the Ash was not a slave I don't know. I want to say slave transporting kids and shit like that.
Trafficking kids, I guess.
Yes, they're all little kids. And before this happens, as she sold them out, the two helicopters come, and they're here to take Laura. And it's two characters I don't know very well. Rough House.
Oh, old school characters.
Air School and Belana,
I believe, yeah.
So they're there to say, you know what? You can either come with us quietly, or it's just going to end badly with these kids.
Okay.
And they don't know that the her clone or her daughter, I guess how you call it.
Is I guess her clone.
Clone.
Her younger clone.
She's there, and they don't know that she has powers either, so they throw her in with the kids and gives up. She's taken by someone that wants to make her what she was made to be, a killer. So they take her. I don't know the name of the woman, but she has another canister of that ooze or whatever that triggers her.
Her
killer instinct.
Yeah, yeah.
And shit. So, I mean, it was a good book.
Berserker rage, I guess.
Easy read. It was nice.
Cool. I like how you've been still on board with that one, dude.
I know. Every month. I like
No, it's good, though. No. It's good. The art's not bad, too. I forget the writer and artist, but yeah, dude. All right, very cool. I'm loving Champions. That was number 4 or 3?
That was number 3.
Okay, cool, man. All right, dope, dude. All right, that's all I got. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. We were a little off this week, guys, if you caught it or not. But It was one of those weeks where I'm just like, fuck. I don't know. It's kind of hard to put everything together sometimes.
The holidays.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, too. It's cold, the grind of the holidays. But fuck it, dude. I mean, we made it through. Everyone that has jumped onto the Amazon site, on the comicsyndicate.com site, we, again, totally appreciate it, guys. Everything's going to go back into the pod for you guys. And you guys can be a part of the show coming up next year.
Yes. That's what we are. Our goal is to interact with more people on Skype and stuff like that.
Yeah, call-ins and fucking texts, and you guys ask us anything. If you guys have a great conversation piece, fucking just hit us up. Hey, you guys fucking suck. You guys can do that
too. You fucking losers. Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, we'll just mute you and then fucking bash you on air, dude. But that's
thank cool. Thank you, Hector.
Sergio?
Sergio.
Just talking about your vape and how much you suck at vape. Anyways, all right, guys. You guys can find my boy Adam here.
I'm the Beaner.
You guys can find me at Lord the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find us at Comic Syndicate 1 on Twitter as well. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. Hit us up, dude. Ask us questions. Shoot the shit with us. We're more than happy to do that.
All right, man.
We'll catch you guys next week.
Peace out.